Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Ow! It is time to ready, steady, learn. Love to learn. Love to hear about what's going on. My guest this morning, Iron Muravev. Yeah, boom. Yeah, got on. Got it. So, now, Ivan, you're studying a Bachelor of Music with honours, majoring in musicology. Woohoo! Yes. Good fun. Your dissertation's a musical ethnography of Dota 2, a computer game that has on average 500,000 players at any time. 500,000 players at any time.
More like 600,000 now.
It's the most lucrative esports arena. So it's a musical game. Is that right?
No. So music is kind of in the background per se, as if you're watching a movie. The primary thing you're doing is like, it's like a battle arena, 5-on-5.
Just hatred. Hatred, yeah. Versus hatred.
Yeah, big action game. But music is like a really important part of both when you're in the game and also at the international competitions, when you're watching the YouTube videos, people live stream online.
Yep.
So there's all these different ways that music is important to the game, even though it's not the primary thing you're doing when you're actually playing.
But what kind of game is it for the uninitiated? Is it just a kind of classic Mortal Kombat style versus game?
Fight.
No, so
it's
almost, people use the metaphor of chess a lot, like if five people were playing chess, two teams of five, and everyone controls a unique piece.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, so like one person controls a pawn or a rook,
it's not five players versus five individual players.
So 5-on-5,
you battle for
like maybe sort of 30 to 40 minutes, and it's very strategic. Game of momentum, sort of push and pull of resources and stuff like that.
Not just pick up a new gun, rev it up.
Definitely not. Yep. No.
All right, and so your dissertation that you're doing is exactly what?
The method is like ethnographic, which basically means living in that sort of game world, participating in the online culture, going to the online forums, watching the live stream.
Just sounds like an excuse for you to get and play the game nonstop.
Exactly. That's why I chose the
field.
What
are you doing? Let's say I'm doing my bloody major, man. Shut up.
Yeah. It's a method from anthropology, which is kind of focusing on not just analyzing music as sound or as a recording, but actually participating, looking at people's behavior. Why is music important to them?
Because of the music, their behavior, if the music was there, if the music wasn't there, or that particular type of music and how it affects their behavior.
Exactly.
Sort of thing. Wow.
And I was really motivated by last year. I just went on Reddit and posted like a poll saying, do you turn the music off? Do you mute it? Do you prefer your Spotify playlist? Whatever. Wasn't expecting anything, got like 700 responses, and over 70% of
handy
people, really useful data.
Yeah.
And 70% of people said they either just mute it completely, the inbuilt soundtrack, or they just chuck on iTunes. So that was really interesting as well.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's because that would say that it puts them off their gameplay, or they just hate the music that's there.
Yeah. And it's kind of surprising too, because they've hired a composer like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
The game's quite old now. This is like big orchestral.
I bet that composer's stoked that you're doing this.
Yeah. The first person to pay attention to it since 70% of people turn it off.
There's a symphony coming here soon, which is Jason Michael Paul, who's adapted the music of Zelda, which sells really well all across the world. And one of our AV team here at B has listened to one of their CDs over 25 times in the last 2 months, he told me. So
is he showing off by saying that?
Or? Yeah, I don't know. He's wonderful. He's allowed.
Yeah.
So it's obviously something that people are interested in, but with regards to your field of study, are you a lone voice, or are there a lot of people focusing on this as something that's important?
Video game music in general?
How it affects the narrative and the gameplay and players.
Yeah, definitely. It's a big field, growing fast. A lot of the scholars are quite young, though. I'm still doing their PhDs, things like that. I went to the conference in Bath back in April, and I was not even the youngest person there. There was like some undergrads and stuff presenting papers, a mixture of like professors and lecturers and Yeah, definitely.
What was the most interesting thing you learned coming away from that?
That big famous academics are people too.
And you can
stand next to them and have a cup of tea and talk about the weather, and it's not that scary.
Yeah.
In terms of the research, I actually learned that the stuff I'm doing it with, like an anthropological kind of angle, is actually still really rare. In musicology, people still kind of prefer like that. I'm a scholar. I'm going to analyze the soundtrack myself, and rather than go out and do the interviews or the questionnaires and
the people you're interviewing, you just doing most of that online, or you do that sort of you go and tread the pavements and visit people, or what? How's that work?
Because my undergrad degree was kind of traditional musicology, where I didn't learn anthro stuff. I've never interviewed before, so I'm just sticking to face-to-face interviews. Yeah. Just go to a cafe or something.
You get a different response then to a less prepared response.
Especially because if I've never done an interview before, I think doing a Skype one would be pretty scary. I'd rather have the actual body language in the face-to-face.
If you're just sending them a list of questions, they answer. It's like your Facebook status. You answer it the way you think you should answer it, whereas you can sit there face to face. You can watch the way that they actually answer it. And
that's true.
And you having any trouble getting hold of people, or like, are people happy to talk about how music affects?
They generally are. My ethics approval only came through like last week, I'm about to chuck my ads up now, start advertising around campus for people to come and participate in the research.
Well, you're on the radio, right?
Does it have to be people playing that game?
Basically, that's my requirement. You over 18 years of old, years of age, you can speak English and you've played the game before.
Yeah, and you like music.
Yeah.
Yep, sure.
How would they get in contact with you?
You can email me at imou692@aucklanduni.ac.nz.
imou692?
That's the one.
At Auckland Uni. Yep, cool. All right, well, let us know how that goes. I'm keen to hear, I suppose, Once you've done your interviews and that sort of thing, but cool. And if anyone does want to get involved in that, please you can either get hold of Ivan on that email address or get hold of us here at the radio show. Thank you. Thanks, Ivan.
Nice.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Nice to meet you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.